Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Spear of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Come on, lift your hands and bless him. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless him. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Thank you. I give you praise. Thank you. Oh, we bless you, Father. Amen. Father, we give you praise and we thank you for yet another time in your presence. Thank you for what you've always done. And we ask tonight we will hear you audibly. There will be clarity where there has been confusion. There will be help where hope is lost. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Good evening, church. Good to see you again. Please be seated. God bless you. I love you guys too. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Thank you. I think it's good for us to honor God's gift that they have. Amen. All right. I trust God for help. In the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your amen well enough. God will help us. So I laid a foundation, right? Showing you Genesis chapter number 2. Let's turn our Bibles there, please. Genesis 2, let's start reading from 14. Verse 14. I might have to jump down a bit for the sake of time. Alright, if you understand from verse 8 what was happening, how that God planted a garden in Eden and then placed man there and gave man the instruction to tend for the garden, to keep the garden, to spread his influence in the garden. And when God looked at the bulk of work that he has given to that man, God said it is not good for a man who is engaged with purpose to be alone. Amen. So it means that the first thing you need to find is not a wife. The first thing you need to find is God or husband. You have to be engaged with your God-given purpose. You have to know the direction you are heading for. Amen. All right. I want to break it down as simply as possible. If you don't know where you are going, then how can you know the type of person you should marry? You can marry someone who is exactly opposite the direction of your calling. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't know, if you don't have your destination figured out, you can't know the kind of person you should marry. And see, it is more dangerous if you marry someone whose full capacity cannot carry the weight of your destiny. And I chose that word carefully. Full capacity. Let me give you an instance. Let me ask you, are you aware wrong marriage is real? Hold on. Are you aware wrong marriage is real? Are you aware it is very real? It is possible to cry and know that you have missed it. Are you aware? Good. So, in an institution that it is possible to miss it, you don't rush into such. True or not true? Yes. Alright? You have to know God. You have to know where God is taking you to in life. Alright? Because you find your spouse on the path to that fulfillment. Are you feeling what I'm saying here? They are also heading, they may be in different location. Because your destiny is not a physical location. Alright? But you are meeting them at a point where they are heading somewhere similar. And one of the ways you know is that you share similar values. Alright? You share similar values, you share similar purpose. Not necessarily someone is saying the same thing is what I'm called to. That person may not know what he's saying. Say that God is sending me to go and do. You say ahead, as you have said, the same thing. So what did I say? That same thing you said. Atibebelo, you know. Amen. Amen. It is going to be very painful. If you have married somebody or if you are planning to marry somebody who does not have the weight to carry your destiny. Let me give you an instance. For instance, you are a young man who is being called to ministry. There are ladies who have it. If we preach from now to next year, they've said it and they are standing by it. I can never marry a pastor. You are now trying to convince such a girl, knowing you have a calling, that hey, actually, you see, when God called me that time, he flashed me. But I'm not too sure. You see, that call itself is not her. You are going to sacrifice the most important thing in life, your God-given assignment. Marriage is to come help you fulfill it. Amen? Are you following? So sometimes people are very clear. All right? In my single season, trying to mingle. I saw different things. And then a sister told me clearly, I can't marry a pastor. How do you want to convince such a person that it's a lie? God didn't really call me, I called myself. He called me. And it is important that he is preparing the person he's going to, that I'm going to marry for the same purpose. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I summed that in an instruction. Don't marry oversize or undersize. Marry your size. Are you following what I'm saying here? Marry your size. Every time you talk, you are having conflict in discussing your purpose. Every time you get to the subject of your purpose, where you are going in life, you will be happy until you discuss that. That's a sign. That's a clear sign. That's not your husband. That's not your wife. You are happy. The fellow, you don't have issues when you are eating shawarma, when you are eating sausage and all the likes. But the moment you get to the subject that is most important to you, then issue comes. Either for inactivity of the person, all right? Sometimes the fellow is just lost in thought. When the fellow is saying, I love you, the fellow is not lost in thought. But when you start discussing the most important thing about your life, the very reason of your existence, for existence, then the fellow is just saying, sorry, I was just thinking. All right, that happened the first time, the second time, the third time, and every time. Then you just believe that he's your helper. No, it can't be. It can't be. And one of the ways you know your helpmate is that the fellow is not dropping in conversations. You are on the same pedestal. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? You are talking, stuff like that. See, let me tell you this. There's no magic to this thing, sir. You can't marry the fellow who is not the will of God for you without knowing. You know. But the issue is that you always assume they will change. You always assume that marriage will change people. You always assume that they are going to be better. Now, that also doesn't mean that you are going to marry a finished product. But there are things that you can't reconcile. The fact that this fellow is just not it. We are not going the same direction. I can't perceive that connection in purpose. I can't become the fullness of what God wants me to become around the person thinking like this. You know it. You can see it. But you just think the fellow will change. Alright? I told you on Sunday, the good news is no magic happens when a ring enters your finger. You can try it in the market. Go buy a ring and put it in your hand. Did your mentality change? No. So if you drag a goat to the altar, it's still a goat, but not a goat on suit and on a ring. Don't marry a goat. See, there are people that can't change. I think, was it last year or so? I was told of a wedding. No, I think 2018 or 2019 precisely. No, 2019. The wedding took place in this city. The guy got angry on his wedding day. And he beat his wife, elder brother. Beat the wife, younger brother. And when the wife's mother tried to stop him, he punched her. She fainted. After joining them, he had to take Mikra to his own base. The wife's family to carry her. I bet Mikra, you married something. So, this being said, because of the level of emotional commitment of individuals who are in a relationship, you need a voice that does not share in that emotion to help your head to be correct. Can I come again? You need a voice that does not share in that emotions to help your head to be correct. I shared with you of a wedding I attended. The father of the bride sat down. They were joining the girl together. And he said, and I heard, that I know that the person marrying my daughter will cry. He said it. And I heard, nobody told me, I heard it. He said, the person will cry. Listen, people who married those who killed them, it was one day they made a decision. And God in his benevolence will try to make sure that there are voices to help you. But I pray for you, you will not disobey the voice of God. Are you following what I'm saying? So sometimes I tell people, this thing you are doing can't work. Say, God told me, I saw him. I saw her. She came down like this. Came down from heaven with wedding gown, white. I know what I saw. The girl that the day you were having that drink, she was in the club. Do you get what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is that you cannot make people that God did not call for you and force them into your destiny. It will always be a misfit. Always. I pray for you again, you will not marry oversized. Say that amen loud and clear. Amen. You will not marry undersized. Amen. What a terrible thing it would be to marry somebody you can't talk to. Koye. The fellow is not mentally retarded, just doesn't understand because your directions are just different. He doesn't understand anything about the most important things to your life. Nothing, just blank. This is what I'm talking about. Say, as you have said, this is what I'm talking about. Anything you say, it will not be your portion. So there is a need for certain level of maturity to stay married, particularly successfully. All right? Now understand, as I told you on Sunday, that your single days are the days for you to prepare. You say, what are they talking about? Prepare, prepare. When you enter, you understand what we are talking about. So just prepare. Amen. Prepare. And I try to advise, sir, at least that thing you say your life is about, try to have gone certain extent with it. So that the person you want to marry will know that you are busy with it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Prepare. Prepare yourself spiritually. Alright? I'm going to show you, alright, the four areas, principal areas of maturity. Alright, in marriage. But please, maximize your single season. Maximize your single season. For instance, if you see in this church, sometimes I whine our resident pastor. I whine him a lot. How many of you have seen me do that several times? Talk to me now. Alright? And the reason why I do that, because number one, I know him. Amen? And I know that, alright, you are busy doing what your life is about. Loku. So I know him. So I don't put people under pressure. But why did I say that? Getting old is not the yardstick for getting married. See, aging and maturity are two different things. Sometimes people are aging, but they are not maturing. And that's when the only thing that counts about a man's life is the calendar, not growth. Not growth. And you see, growth cannot be circumstantial. It has to be deliberate. You have to deliberately apply yourself to it. If they say you have anger issues, sir, go in that area. Don't say one day God is going to help me. No, that day you would have killed somebody. Then the way it will help you is that you will have to let them take you to death by hanging, so that you will not be a disaster to humanity. I heard a story, alright, of two people were fighting. Somebody, all this face my face you houses, and that's not the way to relegate that. Alright, a neighbor took a bench in front of a neighbor's door, and because he had a guest, something like that, and then that one came back and said, you took my bench, they started arguing and all that. Maybe that one said, I said, who is the mad person that took my bench and all that? As before you marry someone, ask the neighbor, ask questions. So you know, sometimes these people are well-dressed, but they are dangerous, they are street fighters and all those things. You see, it's up to that. Ask questions. Don't say, there's nothing in place, nothing much. They make this thing look big. Well, you find out how big it is in your house. But this is the case. This person got angry, picked the bench, wiped the neighbor on the head. That one died. Of course, this woman I'm talking about, by now she would have been killed because she was sentenced last year. Sentenced to death by hanging. Just one moment of anger can ruin everything, sir. So, the areas you have been encouraged to grow, grow in that area. Before that area will destroy everything your life stands for. It is very important. Also, you ask yourself, if anybody should have me now, is the fellow blessed or judged? He said, no, see, listen, alright, stop waiting for who will marry you the way you are and love you for who you are. Sincerely, if you were to marry you, will you be happy? If God should marry you to you, will you say God has done well? Will you thank God for blessing you with somebody like you? Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright, so grow. So you can be a blessing to whoever finds you. Grow so that the fellow that is looking for you will have to search God and find you. And be glad. One of the descriptions I love about the Proverbs 31 woman is that she will do her husband good. Alright? Men, it's not just women that should do you good. You too, do your wife good. Do your wife good. Then, women, are you feeling that, see, that you are happy for the one who finds you. Because you know the weight of God's investment upon your life. So don't squander these seasons. Don't waste it. Alright? Focus on character development, spiritual development, in all areas. Are you following what I'm saying here? And one of the ways to know what your issues are, please listen to the innocent observers and what they are saying about your life. What you are in church, you are in a department, what is your leader saying? Alright? Call the leader and call the person. Alright? Without filters, tell us, what do you feel about this person? See, you don't have to always defend it when they are correct. Listen. That thing they are saying, it may be what will bring you down. Then open your ears and then listen to the individual. See, if your esteem is intact, you won't fight every battle. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes you've got to listen. Pay attention. All right? They are saying that, yeah, this girl is rude. Rudeness is a way a lazy man tries to show strength. Rudeness is a sign that there is low self-esteem. A rude person talks people down so they can feel equal, then they can relate. That shows that something is wrong with the esteem. How do you talk to people? How do you see people? All right? You stay with a roommate. They say you are dirty. Don't say, why would they say I'm... you are dirty, sir. They've said it. This is the person that knows where you keep your pants and where you keep your boxers. And then, all right, maybe they find out something was smelling in the house. It took a while after searching. They thought it was dead rat until they saw. They saw what they saw. Now they are calling your attention to it that you are dirty. Is it until your children start saying, Mommy, clean it? Amen. Don't worry, we are just starting. Amen. Clean it. Some boys, the pot they used to cook, they will soak it and soak. They will soak till the last pot is soaked. When the last pot is soaked, they now look for iron plate and put on top of the stove. If you see the stove, you think they are worshiping Ogun. Everything is high. If you marry somebody, you will frustrate the person. Some boys use toilet, they don't flush. These are things that causes problems also in marriage. It will not be because somebody is flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. Now they have to suffer. It's the same way your roommate doesn't like it. It's the same way this person. I don't know. Sorry, I'm standing here. When I'm correcting issues, I don't like to stay anywhere. So you don't feel maybe I'm doing it prophetically. Do you get what I'm saying here? It's the same way, sir. When people are talking to you, are they giving you space? Watch. Are they giving you space? Ask questions. Don't just be blank. And you are still coming closer. See, coming closer. Ask. Try to intelligently check. And thank God for the era of COVID. I think this nose mask thing allow people to see the violence they are giving. The violence they are giving. Now you have to cover your nose and inhale everything you are speaking. So you see it yourself. So you too, you check. And this person, they are avoiding me. And listen to me. Sometimes it's because you've closed your mouth for a long time. Be merciful. Take some mint. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So be merciful. Are you following what I'm saying here? See, listen to me. At the end of the day, God is not about to spoil somebody's day with you. Period. He's not about to spoil somebody's life by giving the person you. If you see, let me tell you this, and brothers, hear me. Listen. Anybody who doesn't feel you fit into what God showed them has the right to reject you, sir. And you don't have the right to threaten the person. Do you get what I'm saying? What did I say? Anybody who doesn't feel you fit into, then you go and pray to God. Don't say, you will never find somebody like me. You are alone, you'll see. Do you get that? One time like that. Now, let me share this very hilarious story. One sister on campus said, I was her husband. And I was being, you know, what was even painful was that even if the sister was the last person I hurt, I would still ask God to send my wife. That's what was painful. There's no chance. And then, say me too, there's no chance. There's no problem. Everybody will find their size. And I found my size. And I'm very, very happy with it. See, this thing, there's no issue. Trying to force yourself to people's life. This sister would text me, when you were buying suya, I was behind you. You were so and so close. When you were, whoa. So if I want to buy something, I'm looking.
Very creepy stuff. I'm telling you. Creepy. I felt under satanic attack. I felt being pursued by the gate of hell. I felt like, I'm telling you, because I'm very, very factual with you. But one time like that, I even said, let me even go and check. Maybe this sister is going to be somebody. Let me see, I'm a very honest person, and our society have issues with honest people. But I don't mind. But me, I'm very, very raw and honest. I went to check the sister again. Oh boy. There's nothing here for me. One time like that, one sister on campus, a campus fellowship with so many things. All of you on campus, God will help you. Sister followed one brother and followed that brother. That said, the brother is her husband. How will you as a girl, before people say he will find a wife? No, the wife who finds you. Why are you the one looking for? Let them find you. You find diamond and gold. You don't see them beside the road. If God revealed the brother to you first, pray. Don't go and meet him. Once, men love what is covered. Even if the guy was like, the moment you come to tell him that God has told me your husband, see, you have killed the whole thing. This sister followed this brother and followed this brother. One time like that, 5:30 a.m., the brother heard a knock at his door. Who is that? The sister. She said she was jogging and she jogged past his house. Said she would greet him. He casted her out. Get out now! Get out! Now, must you face that kind of shame? It will not be your portion. I know some of you are not even near all this kind of nonsense. And let's celebrate two of Light Church sisters. Oh yes, I'm proud of you. Please save me. I'm very proud of them. Just so you know, I'm very, very proud of you. Oh yes. All these brothers, you don't want to clap for them and let me celebrate them. Have they given you breakfast? Let's celebrate them well. You two sisters, celebrate yourself now. Ah. Oh yes. So after the brother casted the sister, then the sister now came again. I said that me, I'm now a husband. I belong to Shere. A be sure too. If you don't know what that means, leave it. You know when they are doing after set, you say, if you set one, set one, you set two. So. So I shared the story of one time that I went to greet one of our fellowship sisters. I know I've shared many stories with you. I can link many stories. You remember that when I was served Amala. Oh yes, and Nepa took light before we started eating, me and my brother. And I touched the Amala with the soup and I put it, but I didn't see pepper soup, you know, that stew. It was just a way to so. I felt maybe the pepper is eating, so I kept digging and then searching and then. What was happening here? It didn't see where. So, no. A way to. Ogami. As green as harvest field. That was what she served. The meat. I've shared this with you. I used the amala to scrape the wedu from the meat. It was as white as snow. Fungi. Fungi. The sister had gotten married. That was the wedding meat that was left. And then, that was what was put there. Say, you are my wife. How? No, tell me. Who will God say I've offended? What will God say I've done wrong? Well, eventually, people like that are somebody's size. Eventually. And listen, if you are not a person of prayer, anybody can be your size. You will reap what you didn't sow. Yeah. As you are in church learning Christ, you are learning all these things. You are preparing yourself. You are maturing. You are growing. You are studying and all those things. Somebody is somewhere in club, in all those. Somebody is sowing some dangerous seed, doing some terrible things. Yes, God forgives. But harvest is real. That's the fact. I'm going to show you the balance. If you don't pray, you will inherit what you didn't sow. Because most times they have what suits your lust. Are you following what I'm saying here? They have what suits your lust. I pray for you that you will marry right. Amen. Say that amen again loud and clear.
Amen.
I pray again that you will marry right.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. So, one time like that, let me share this story with you. Still the same sister. A brother, they met at one program like that and all that. So, the girl invited the brother, say he's come to do something around the city where she and her parents were living and all that. Say, come around and all those things. So they were, okay, as friends now, okay, new friends, let me go around and just say hello. So I think around Christmas season. So the brother went to meet the friend, innocently, the same lady. When he got to the house, he has arranged family members. They were welcoming him as in-law. He was shocked. They were welcome. Pressure, sir, pressure. Pressure, I must marry this year. Pressure. This year is my year. This month is my month. To marry what kind? Orangus or what? This year. If somebody say this year is your year, for ask questions, sir. Year for what? Early establishment? To enter into trouble? You ask. You don't just say, this year is your year. Amen. Year of what, sir? It's indeed your year for many things. Those that will go to prison this year is their year. Are you following what I'm saying here? May we be clear. May we be precise. I taught you that on Friday. Very important. All right? So they welcomed the brother. Was shocked. He was amazed. They sat him down amongst them, company of elders. When did you meet our daughter? He was shocked. It was friend. He has to be answering as in-law. Only for she, while they were doing that, she was busy cooking rice and jumping up and her feet are bites not in one place. Jumping everywhere, preparing this and all that. She so worked it, by the time the guy was, they were done with that council meeting, it was night. She begged him, you can't go anywhere tonight, it's very late. I'm going to put you in one room and then so you can just leave tomorrow morning. He too agreed, foolishly. By night, she came to greet him in the room. They had an affair. 1 week later, she messaged him that she's pregnant. How can you be pregnant within a week? Amen. So when I said that, what will God say I've done wrong to have married this kind? Now you understand what I'm saying. There are people that they are reward for unjust people. Fact. May you not be that kind.
Amen.
The guy had to break. He had to break his sim and start a new life. He had to start a new life because this is real bege, real wahala. Pressure wants to force something, and she wasn't pregnant. She wasn't. She was, but later she still. Last, somebody will share carry something. So all these things they say, Igbeya, well, you are married. What kind are you carrying? May you not carry problem. And that's why it's important to listen to your pastors. Very important. Are you following what I'm saying here? There are people that should be single for his mercies and just forever. Single for long. It is important somebody that God loves doesn't find this one yet. So the person too can become somebody in life. You will not be that kind of boy, that kind of girl. Okay, now let me show you quickly 4 kinds of maturity that is needed in marriage. Right? I'm not going to list in any particular order. I'm conscious of doctrine and I don't want people to fabricate what I'm not saying out of my teachings. And for those who listen to my teachings, I like for you to understand.
that as the pastor of a church, you can't be a specialist. All right? You have to teach everything around. Don't sum my teachings up in one message. Very important. So, don't forget I told you that the primary purpose of marriage is for advancement of God's purpose in your life. That's the primary purpose. So it is something that is intended towards doing something God has given you well and better. When you understand this, you know the areas to focus on. All right? So the first maturity I'm going to show you here is emotional maturity. Emotional maturity. Emotional maturity. All right? You've got to be matured emotionally. And this necessarily doesn't come with just age. It doesn't come with just age. All right? The emotions. All right? Marriage, let me say that marriage as an institution will test you in every way possible. Never forget this. That person you are marrying that looks like the angel, you know, on your wedding day. They did that on my wedding day too. Your wife has dressed, she's wearing a wedding gown. She will stand with the flower. You come and look at her from the back. Then you check her. Oh, see who I've married. When you get home and they have washed that makeup, removed that eye, what do you call it? I thought it's mascara. I don't know which one is which. Remove those stuff. Remove the wig. And the guy too has removed the suit. Face to face with either your blessing or your problem. For life. At least till death do you part. So choose your problem carefully. Or choose your blessing carefully. And one of the joy I had was the fact that I've always, see, I'm a very thoughtful person. I've always imagined that moment. And when that moment came, I was filled with the greatest joy I've ever felt, apart from the joy of salvation. And till today, that joy has not left. It increases every day. It's new every day. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Marriage is going to check you, sir. Marriage is going to test you. The person, see, don't marry with the assumption that your spouse will not hurt you. All right? It's a dangerous way to assume. I showed you on Sunday that the person you are marrying is not an angel. Angels don't eat jollof rice. If the person eats jollof, fellow is not an angel. See, now, listen to me. You are going to see your spouse in the worst state ever and in the best state ever. You've got to be somebody who is mature. Mature. Not one who breaks down at every provocation. Not one who is just weeping. It takes you 1 week to forgive and adjust and get back. You will have to recover fast and get back to your marriage. Because every space you give, the devil fills it up. Maturity. Alright? Understanding the impact and the weight of your words on your spouse. It takes a level of composure. Are you aware? You don't say it as you are thinking it. You check yourself with it before you say it. Emotional maturity. Alright? Because if you carry this hot, this thing, you pour it on your marriage, it will burn. It will burn. It will burn. So you've got to be somebody who is well gathered. Alright? And at this phase, if you are married, congratulations. If you are not married, congratulations more. Alright? But you have to understand, those things that you have to develop, pay attention to them. Alright? How do I get angry? Sometimes it is not even about anger. It's about mood swing. Mood swing, listen to me now. Mood swing is unfair to your neighbors. If you have ever had a roommate who has mood swings, you will know how unfair it is. It is one way to be selfish. Sir, listen. You are not the only one going through problems. You are not the one going through the biggest problem. For the sake of those around you, recover fast. Are you following what I'm saying here? Do you see? Listen to me. Listen to me. Now. You see.
Some of these things we say, you know, sometimes we've just tried to sensualize everything. Say it's about temperament. Because by temperament, I'm a melancholy. So, you know, melancholies are people who naturally have mood swings. You're not a melancholy. You're a spiritual person. You have spirit-controlled temperament. The joy of the Lord is, don't justify sadness and looking like a witch. Don't justify it. Don't justify it. Every time your wife wants to talk to you, she has to think and think and think. And think, how do I come in now? There are men who have made their wife's life miserable, sir. Miserable. Man has to be thinking. She's coming back from work. She's calling the house help. Is he happy? Is he smiling? Where is he? Because he's the lion of the tribe of that family. All right? So, there's a need for a whole lot of developmental work around your emotions, which deals with your feelings. How do you react when you are hurt? Listen, are you the one that say it as it ought? That if once you are saying it, you don't care who hears. Neighbors, doesn't matter. Not today. I grew up knowing a family, husband and wife, that would naked themselves. If a day pass and they've not fought, we'll be wondering, are they not at home? I'm telling you. They will drag themselves naked. Go and check your celebrity crush. Those of you who are celebrity crush, marriages. Check what happens. The things that used to be sin, the sanctity of families, people will have issues in their marriage and they will go and be settling it with their family members on Instagram Live. And drag the husband and drag themselves messy. Is that the life you want to cover? No wall, nothing. No restrictions. Nothing keeping them intact and telling them for their heads to be correct. There's no voice of authority over their lives. They will wash themselves dirty. They are as ugly as they are beautiful. And there are people like that. See, when you have the opportunity to be in places where they are showing you, this aspect is wrong, adjust it. Adjust it before it tears you. Adjust it before it becomes the principal reason why you will cry throughout your life. Adjust it. Alright? You've got to develop yourself. And when you are doing so, you do so in love. The people who are relating with me, what do they feel? What do they feel? Let me tell you something. Before getting married, I had bulk of people in my house. All of us were living, and it's been like that. So people have tried my emotions in every way possible. One of them was discussing with the friend. He said, how Papa has even coped with me over these years? Only God knows. I was tired of myself. How this man cope with me? And he didn't know many times I've wanted to wake him up in the middle of the night and say, I don't want to see you again. But you see, from the place of the normal relationships you are building, that's where your emotions is built. That's where adjustment comes. Nobody is born perfect. People adjust. Don't accept what can be changed. Don't accept what can be. They say you are sad. It can be changed. Are you following what I'm saying here? Then this issue of people who cry easily, the Nehemiahs, the Jeremiah, sorry, Jeremiah anointing. The husband wants to take injection. Baby! Sir, I've seen men pass out in the living room where their wife was giving birth. Just look at the woman, look at her. You know, I say women are weaker vessels. Anyways, it's relative. You say you are to be there when your wife is giving birth. If you know your heart can't carry it, tell them I'll be praying outside. or register in the hospital that they won't allow you to be there. That's a cheat code from me to you. One love. So you don't go there and disgrace a man who you have fainted. They don't know which one to attend to, wife or husband. Do you understand what I'm saying? Marriage will test your emotions. That your spouse will not always be nice. That fellow you are seeing, so you better check how far the fellow can go in being unnice. So you understand what I'm saying here? That fellow will not always be nice. It will not always be interesting and funny. There will be times that things don't, are you following what I'm saying here? And you've got to have the maturity to carry it. And sometimes something is happening, somebody is shouting and shouting, you just relax. Alright? And wait for that matter to go down and said, well, the fact that you were talking doesn't mean you were the one who is correct. But we need to talk. Anytime you and your spouse shout on each other, don't just go and settle the matter. An agreement has been breached. Nobody has the right to shout on the other person. See, listen. If you don't draw the lines early enough, you will have a home that may burn. Draw the lines. Nobody has the right to talk the other person down. Nobody has the right to angrily reject the other person's food. Nobody has the right to walk away from the matrimonial bed to go and sleep in the parlor anywhere. We are here till death do us part. Nobody has the right to talk and shout on the other person. And watch these lines that they are not broken. It will take a level of maturity plus accountability. Listen to me. Let me tell you this. Sometimes people come and say, I want to marry your daughter, this. The people most times I fear the most are those who are in ministry because they are not humble. Small anointing. They just feel we don't need anybody. They cut the person from you, cut everybody. Wait, see, you are always going to need help. And in marriage, your spiritual father or your mentors that you are accountable to, they are not third parties. They are family members. If you remove them from the equation, the devil becomes a bona fide family member. So even those who are preaching to you and those who seem to have, they also have people who help them in the days that things are going out or going south. Do you understand what I'm saying here? But there's a need for a lot of maturity for you to be home. You can say statements. Listen to me. Now let me say this to you. Statistics have shown to us that most of the things that break homes happen within the first 3 years of their marriage. Somebody has said a statement that the other person will have to try and live some years to forget, but the fellow cannot forget that statement. Some people, they damage things with temporary situations. You hear somebody say a statement like, if not for God, do you think I would have married your type? How do you think that woman will ever forget? If not that God left me, do you think me to you? Do you think I will ever marry for your family? Do you think somebody like your mother will ever marry a child like her? Some will even insult the wife and insult the mother and insult the father. Don't marry a riffraff. You know, are you getting what I'm saying here? There can be riffraffs on suit. Alright? When you watch Superman, when he removes his suit, what is under? They have it under. Once they pull this one, he's rascal. But to everything is there. Look at the issues happening. You say, but where is sanctity here? So somebody checks the husband for, and look at our society too is not doing better. They are by ideologies. Women, you don't check your husband's phone. If you check your husband's phone, you want to give yourself joy. You too, you marry, you are engaged with a kind of guy whose phone you can't check. Who told you that you can't check your husband's phone? Should not become one. Why should two people be living in a home where the husband has password, fingerprint, password? The wife cannot access it. How has come one? You honor each other with your body. I think I saw a video. The pastor was asking, and people, they were laughing. I said, you don't know what you are laughing about. You still cry. Pastor was asking the guy, with your body, I do honor you, this, and all that. And then say, including your phone. The guy looked, he smiled, didn't say it. Say, including your phone. The guy looked, he didn't smile. He said, he didn't say it. And you two Christians, you are letting somebody tell you. And you two boys, you go and share it on your status. When a woman checks a man's phone, she wants to give herself sorrow. Women should be afraid of you. That's not kingdom culture. That's worldly culture. That's worldly culture. All right, the fingerprint, if the fingerprint place, all right, depending on the kind of phone, can register two hands. Register your hand and that of your wife. If some men died and their phone is not, they will wake up back, password it and die. Ah! Why? Listen to me. Adultery have started the day you start deleting messages. Get that word again. Adultery is a journey. It has started the day you had to delete a message because of your wife or your husband. You are married. You have bestie. The bestie is opposite sex. You chat with the bestie about the things going on with your husband or your wife. You are telling your bestie you are not mature. And the day those people will turn against you, they will use all those information to drag you. When you sell your neighbors cheaply, even the buyer too won't trust you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very important. Alright? Maturity. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 11. Paul speaking there. Very profound statement. 1 Corinthians 13. He said, when I was a child, I understood as a child. I thought as a child. So children are children. Alright? And children will always think like children. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, let me say this to you. Some things that looks like emotional strength are not strength. They are weaknesses. I want to explain. For instance, as a man, you are the head of the house. Alright? According to scriptural injunctions. Do you agree? Ladies, do you agree that when you marry, you are supposed to submit to your husband? Talk to me now. Now, this is not culture. This is scripture. Have you seen it in the Bible? Do you agree this is scripture? Very important. If you put your head down, all right, and the authority to lead the home is coming from your wife, it's not maturity, it's a weakness. You were not properly raised to be strong. You need a man in your life who can teach you to man up. And the way to man up is not to now usurp authority over the wife. You don't prove you are a man in the marriage by being hard. You become strong. And that strength is in leadership, not rulership. Leadership. By example, the ability to curtail somebody with wisdom and help the fellow understand what is true. Leadership. And if you're a woman here, you believe that in marriage, both of us are both heads. Nobody, then you shouldn't marry. You should not marry. And I'm saying this again. Yes, I understand that the Bible says that we submit one to another in the fear, but as in the fear of God, but as the parallels and the injunctions of God stands for a home, the man is the head. Now, if I pick a nail and nail it on your head, will you be fine? If you maltreat your head in your marriage, even you two won't be happy. Are you following what I'm saying? You are a queen because he's a king. If you out of anger remove the crown, you are also a peasant. We must train our people to have training. This meeting is never going to justify rudeness in anybody's home. Don't drag your husband in the mud. It's your head. And you too, if you are a head, be a correct head. Lead well. Way to show you are the man in this house is not by removing your belt and say, I will prove to you. That's the way prisoners prove their masculinity. You are not a prisoner. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Very important. See, this culture of what a man can do, a woman can do better, will frustrate you, sir, ma, and kill you early. There's no point the woman doing better what a man can do. Everybody should do what they are designed to do, period. Are you following what I'm saying? If you can do better what a man can do, impregnate yourself. Pay the rent or the mortgage. Send the children to school. Learn this and learn it now. See, listen to me. Marriage is designed to mirror the relationship of the church with Christ. That's what it's designed to be. And you've got to, your home should be a perfect template of that. It should not be a place where people are ridiculing themselves, talking themselves down, children like children, fighting and fighting and fighting, and no emotional maturity, no development and all that. Don't forget what I'm telling you. Marriage will check you like no other institution will. In fact, marriage in itself is a regulator. it will regulate you to a standard of the kingdom, particularly if you marry right. It's a quality control regulator. And that's why this, our generation, I'm just going to say this and leave it there. We must not get to a point in the church where we begin to justify divorce. But the law of life is superior to the law of marriage. If you have married the fellow that will kill you, run. So don't say I didn't balance it now. Do you get what I'm saying here? Uh-huh.
One time somebody called me.
The husband, they had misunderstanding. She observed that while the man was sleeping, as he rolled away from the duvet, there was a knife under him. So she called me. I said, why are you calling me? So you can check your last call and see you called the man. And trace me. So I had to beg her, please, I'm not in support of this, but after this call, delete the last call. All right? So I said, this is what we are going to do. Run and enter. Do you have a store in the house or something? Lock the door 3 times, put many things behind. At least wait till they break before you now ask him that. Oh, were you going to do the knife? It wasn't Christmas. There's no chicken tied to the bed. Listen to me. When you are emotionally mature, you don't see everything in your mind the way it is. So you let it cool down, then you put it down. Listen, many issues are finished in many homes, but the words have not gone away. The words will go on to haunt the spouse, sometimes for life. I tell people, my wife is not my disciple. She's not my mentee. She's not my spiritual daughter. We both have a father. And I called my wife. I said, see, this contact, this person. Any day you feel I am not doing what I should do, you see me changing, I'm compromising the standard of the Bible, and you can't tell me, call them. You have my permission till eternity to report me. That's how to keep a home. One of the ways you know you are in an abusive marriage is that you can't cry out. Sometimes it starts from relationship. The fellow has cut you off all meaningful people, everybody that can help you. If once a fellow entered, once somebody was going to date one of my girls, the moment he came to her life, he cut her off all her close friends. Cut her off. The fellow is isolating you for destruction. And that's one of the ways to know an abuser. An abuser cut you. They will off. You know, your Bible says that people are the garment we wear. They will pull you off people and make you naked so you can be afflicted. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's why marriage is not for boys and girls. It's for men and women. All right? Emotional maturity. This issue of... I'm trying to use my words carefully because we also have this issue of copulation. You know what that means? Do you understand what that means? Should I explain? Yeah. All right? As whatever it is, listen to me. Marriage. Can I say what I want to say? Marriage is not the ground to fulfill all your lust or to fill your lust. Some of the desires some people have, they are created through perversion. They've given their eyes to what they should not see. And then those desires have been formed. Then they are looking for a girl whose legs can be hanged, or a boy who can turn upside down, and all those things. And then, because they've taken themselves on a journey, that God did not put as part of his plan for them. And if God didn't put as part of his plan, this person cannot meet it. So there's still going to be a need for discipline to deal with what God did not put there. Your spouse is not designed to meet all of your emotional needs. Do you understand what I'm saying? In marriage, sexually, there's a room for self-control. Where? I said there's a room for self-control. Where? It is not... The wife has just given birth. And baby, where now? A dark one. How did you wait when you were waiting? When you claimed to be waiting, were you, was there something that was servicing you we didn't know about? Listen. This sexual purity thing. This waiting. Don't think after marriage you just throw away waiting totally. No, sir. You will still wait. Should we tell them?
I think you are not ready for me.
This is getting deeper. Let's move to the other maturity. Some of you are disappointed, eh? So what's now the whole thing? What do you think before? Every day, anytime, anywhere. So you are married to a person.
Let me help you.
You know, most times when you people see people just get married and come for Thanksgiving the following Sunday, your assumption is that, boy, I think. He has scored a goal. The truth is, sometimes it does take a while to score the goal. Let's leave it there. They are brothers and sisters, naked, unashamed. Oh yes, you don't know. Now people can spell the entire name as brothers and sisters. Anyways, when I'm having another more private session, for those of you who are about to get married, and I go to your counseling session, I just have one class with you. That's the final class. So we're going to discuss all this. So sex can be your motivation for selecting a spouse. Is it good? Yes. In marriage. One time like that, I was teaching, a girl stood up and asked a question. I said, how can I marry somebody I've not tested to know it will be sexually compatible? There's nothing like sexual compatibility. Alright? You, listen to me. Give yourself to what God has designed you to be given to. In His will, the person will meet it. But if you have gone to overexpose yourself, voila, new. This fellow... is human being. Do you understand what I'm saying? Human being. That he has six packs doesn't mean he has come to go and die. He's human being. Or she's human being. You know, every day. Have you cozy there? Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be mighty my word. Let's go. Spiritual maturity. Strobe light, are you following me? Yeah. You people like this subject. I say, hey, yes, oh yes. Oh yes, let's fire on. Churches. Anyway, Strobe light church is blessed with the spirit of laughter. People are always laughing. I say, I'll get to ask my wife, am I a funny person? He say, maybe my wife will laugh. If my daughter should see me, she just start laughing. I say, am I a clown? So many of you will think maybe in marriage what we are just doing is bulldozing and bulldozing. Yeah, yeah. They've not married, you think she didn't lead you. Yeah, calm down. Your wife is not your mentor. You will collect. In the church, I preach, I teach, I love all of you and all that. But you see, in the home, all right, by the grace of God, I understand my ministry as a priest in the home. But you see, I have an obligation to make my wife my friend. I'm saying that.
Alright, we had just a few months for our courtship. And we both agreed because I knew the time had come. And I prayed to God around that season. Number one, I'm not ready to go and be waiting for somebody who is taking years or months to pray. If you are the one, confirm your word. We are both adults. Sometimes you have to talk. There's no point stressing each other's life. Do you like me? Yes, I like you. You love me, I love you. You know God? Yeah, yes. Yeah, my back in Elo. There's no point. Yes. Wait. This is not the beginning why I'm looking. No. Nobody's mind. Just, no. This is not a miracle. Do you get what I'm saying? What I'm saying is that there's no point stressing each other's life. I want to know you. You too, you want to know me. Then let's know each other. When I'm talking, talk. Let's just. Let's. Praise God. Are you still getting blessed? Or I should round up. You know, many of you have many assumptions about marriage. But it's a real place. It's a real place. One time your spouse may cook food and salt is too much. Will you start regretting right there and then that I regret marrying you because you put salt in food? This person is human. True or not true? Yeah. It may even be that you know how to cook certain food more than your spouse. That's where friendship comes in. That's where maturity comes in. You make life easy for each other. You have not been sent to make life hell to anybody. Make life easy for each other. It's a decision. All right? If you are a sad person, I can't guarantee that I will make you happy, but I'm going to do my best as God has sent me. Because it's difficult to make somebody who is sad. You get what I'm saying now? You don't expect from a spouse what God should do. Joy comes from God. It doesn't come from pizza. I don't like to smile. I'm fasting. I don't smile too much when I'm fasting, you know, so that I don't lose virtue. So virtue is going from your own smile. And there are people that when they are fasting, the whole house is in trouble. If they burn you with a fire plantain, everybody, you have to be careful because they fast like unbelievers. You have to be careful. You can't take rice. They will shake you. You don't have self-control. The problem is not the rice. The problem is you who can't control your stomach. Amen? So there's a need for plenty what? Emotional maturity. Listen, sometimes some things will happen. You look at the person you are married and say, see that ha you are saying. Just say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And let the person be worthy, which is hallelujah, say ah. Don't let me give you as the word, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you if I say this, that thing you want to send, don't send it. If you send it like it's bomb, bah, everything is scattered. The person is, the fellow can't eat for 3 days. The fellow is thinking, oh, this, oh, I've said one, boom. He killed her up. You've dropped it. Say that I will never be like this. In the name of Jesus. Say it loud and clear. Lift up your right hand. I'm a blessing to my spouse. Say it again, I'm a blessing to my spouse. I will never be a form of judgment to them. I will do my spouse good all the days of my life. I will say what is healthy. I will say what is right. I will say what is just. I will say what is loving in the name of Jesus. Now, let me say this to you. You've got to make up your mind that you are not going to live in a home that is like hell. And you have to also understand that you have a part to play. If the home will be joyful, it's because you are joyful. If the home will be fun, it's because you are fun. You can't expect all the good things to come from one person. Anything you desire, supply. Do you get what I'm saying here? All the good things can't come from one person. If you desire joy, supply joy. If you desire love, supply love. If you desire a spouse that talks to you with carefulness and tenderness, right? The one who speaks tenderly to Zion, you to speak tenderly to whoever you have married. Carefully. Amen? Carefully. See, anytime you hear me praising my wife, all right, it's not because she is on seat. My wife is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So sometimes you just walk up to, yesterday she just woke up, is it this morning? Just walk up to me and just hugged me and said, it's been long I've hugged you. I said, How long was that long? A day before? Just she's a very happy person. She's not complicating my life unnecessarily. Not making me have a as I've gone out, if she has to handle church, my heart simply trusts her. Her price is far above rubies. Listen, I tell young girls, follow my wife, because I know your husband will thank me. If I'm not a happy man, I can't endorse her. I'm excited. When I see the young ladies she leads in prayer, sorry, I used to call young ladies, men ladies, I know there are married people there also, that she leads in prayer every day, I'm excited. I don't want to go into stories. But there's been time that even as a man and as a priest, I was going through life and things were tough. I saw a woman stand up and cover up in the place of prayer. That's a wife. That's a wife. There's no point complicating this thing unnecessarily. And I cried to God, you have blessed me with several daughters. I've led them for years. Who have I touched? Who have I gone after? I will not do that by the grace of God. See to it in your mercy. Bless me and not let me have regrets. But be married. Are you following what I'm saying? Somewhere when he was going to his assignment said, whose ox have I taken with cruelty? And that's with integrity. Many of the girls you see, I've been leading on them for over 10 years. Over 10 years. That you see a child, if you even see my call, you should know it's serious. You get what I'm saying here? Let me celebrate my wife. And I say what I'm saying with all sincerity. I wish that many women or every woman can be like her. And I tell you, I speak this as 1,000,000% happy man. There's nothing any devil can bring anywhere. And it's like what my wife brings to the table. No devil anywhere. I minister in places and I see many fine girls, but none is like her. She's beautiful inside out. Inside out. Just decided, I will not make your life difficult. There's no point making our lives difficult. No point. Absolutely no point. One of the best things you can give your spouse is peace of mind. Just be peaceful. Just be peaceful. Just be peaceful. People, if they can't send anybody to fight, they fight themselves. The only animal that does that is a gorilla. Just fight. No, be peaceful. At least let there be a record of 24 hours of absolute joy and love. There must be one bass bowl at least for 5 minutes. That's a sign there's no emotional maturity. Number two, spiritual maturity. Spiritual maturity. I've given you a template and a scripture for that. I do not endorse that somebody who is a new convert should immediately find a wife in church. You have to grow first. 1 Peter 2 verse 2, please. 1 Peter 2, 2. Somebody is a new convert and all that. Next what he's talking about is that, sir, I found a sister in that your church and all that. And okay. All right, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow. So you need to grow spiritually. Because, listen, two good Christians who are married, all right, living by the dictate of the Bible, doing what the Bible says, will have a good home. Bad marriage starts from when either of the party or both of the parties don't obey scriptural injunctions. Are you following what I'm saying here? As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow. So you need spiritual growth. You need stamina spiritually. You need stamina. Because let me tell you this, there are issues in marriage that requires spiritual growth. And as a matter of fact, the one who is not growing spiritually will always respond, all right, in a carnal way. Oh, yes. The one who is not praying will be the problem to the one who is praying. The one who is not studying will be the problem to the one who is studying. The one who is not fasting will be the problem to the one who is fasting. In fact, when you are not growing and you have a spouse that is growing, the devil will use you to fight your spouse. And that's why if you marry somebody who is not a Christian, attack will not have to come from outside again. He's already home. All the attacks, everything, anytime the devil needs to access you, will access you through your spouse. Sometimes you wonder that at the time you are at the edge of a breakthrough, then this person starts an issue. There's no discernment. There's no growth. Something big is about to break forth. There's no growth. There's no discernment. There's no understanding. Are you following what I'm saying there? Spiritual maturity. This is fact. All right. I still dealt with a matter like this some weeks back. There are cases of individuals who are married and they went to pray somewhere, and the person, if you don't live your life, you will not have money in life. You will see money, you call it paper. It will take somebody who is mature spiritually to know this is not the Bible. Prophecies that is correct cannot contradict the scripture. Either prophesies for edification, for comfort, and for strength. This does not administer either of the three. Are you following what I'm saying there? And sometimes we have people in church who are following everything we are saying, but they are not maturing. They are not great. I've said it before. All right? That church is like a spiritual clinic. All of us, including myself, are the patient. And the truth is that some patients are not responding to treatment. So that you found somebody in church doesn't mean they are correct. There are problems in church, sir. There are problems in church. But you are not a problem in Jesus' name. Are you following what I'm saying? Some people marry from church and their problems start. So don't say that, hey, Papa, this person is your son or your daughter. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Fact. Can I be factual? Can I be honest with you? Can I tell you as it is? You don't see somebody in picture with a man of God and say, this fellow is always in the picture of pastor. This fellow, the devil too can be in picture. Do you know why the person is always appearing in picture? And the fellow is sending you a picture where Papa is and say, and Papa's this. You ask Papa too. If he first say, around. But it's not everything you say. Some people, you have to see everything. Sister, I love prayer. Papa, tell me as it is. Who will tell you? You go and say as it is. They go and tell the brother that Papa, he doesn't really like you. Look at what he said about you. That one too will come to church. The things we face as pastors. So we just advise. Go and pray. Once your father is already saying, go and pray. Whatever God is telling you, he's doing like this, he's doing like this, he's doing like You check. Sometimes some of you come to church, you carry somebody, you want to date secretly and date and date and date. Church will not know. When you are ready, church will know. Your problem has started. Yeah. Is it a sign you are not mature? Is it a sign you are not mature? Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Now, listen to me. A lot of things happen in marriage that require spiritual hands to undo. A lot of things. Sometimes it's that the devil is trying to cause affliction in the life of the spouse. Now, let me ask you a question. If the devil wants to take your life now, are you sure you're married to somebody who will wait in fasting and prayer? Can this person wait for you? If you hear that something is happening now, and for those of you who are already married, please understand what I'm saying. We don't break homes, we mold. When you are married, what this teaching is for you is iodine, bandage, paracetamol, spirit, and all that. So you can begin to patch up and then, because listen, you can also grow. All right? Get what I'm saying in context and all that. Do you understand? Uh-huh. But for those of you who are not married, person that every time you say we should pray, you will not end up praying. Every time you agree, you are going to finish a book, he never finishes one. He will dodge you and play and play and play. Once he starts the call, he knows you are going there, he's going to play you. One time, two people agreed that they are going to read a book. The other person went to copy the summary from Google and pasted. The other person to went on Google, so he went forward. And I have issues with young ladies and young men that every post on social media, your signature is there. What you like it? You've liked it. What are you doing with life and destiny? If a celebrity posts this now, you have liked it. And all the people you are following on social media, there are people that what you are hearing contradicts what they are doing. How are you successfully following them? Or is there things in your heart we don't know is there yet? Because marriage has a way of manifesting all these things. Are you following what I'm saying here? You are following... let's leave saying many things. All right, look at it. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Start reading from verse 1. 1 Corinthians 3 from verse 1. But high brethren could not speak unto you as... to not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Even as unto babes in Christ. I can't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. See, there is a need. Listen to me. Christianity doesn't die when you say I do. You when you are married, prove you are a Christian to your spouse. It is your spouse that can have the real record of your Christian walk. If your spouse say he or she doubt your Christian, don't argue. It means you are not. That's the person that sees you every day. Your character and your actions. Whether you pray or not, fellow sees it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Whether you study or not, the fellow knows. There are homes where the Bible has never been opened. Nobody amongst them is reading. My God. The wife doesn't read Bible. The husband, Bible. Does he even have? If you say Ezra, if not for mobile phone that he's using, if you give him hard copy, put say Ezra, he's in Jude. If you allow him 1 hour, he can't see that Ezra. But when they were asking, you say, he's a lover of God. Everybody's a lover of God once we're in love. But let me also put the balance. There are also people who finish the Bible every month, but they are still devils. They are ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. It's like what their thing they are reading, and they will hear message after. I've seen things. After hearing the message, they will do exactly the opposite. You are shocked. That did we just hear this together? Oh, yes. As is entering one here, it's coming out of the other. So we can't tell you are mature by just what you are giving to. We have to see your character. Are you retaining? You can have a hard drive full of books and Bible and sermon, but it's like everybody is hearing it except you. We don't even understand the things we are seeing. These people you are listening, they are not like this. You don't understand. It's listening to it with the village people. Everybody is hearing junk as they are the interpreters. As a man of God say, be polite, they will tell him, fight. Maybe after this teaching now, somebody is still going home to go and fight the roommate that used your water in the morning and didn't fetch back. Still going home. You say, as we're saying in the morning, what did you do? That shows you are not a forgiver. If you are here, you have fight, you have not finished. You want to go and fight. I know you can't be here. But let's not assume. Forgive now. That's how marriage journey starts. Are you following what I'm saying there? When God was teaching me about this issue of forgiveness, one time in my hostel, everybody used my gas. Everybody used my stuff. My stuff finished that time. I borrowed the stove of my friend, the one that used my stuff the most to cook beans. Okay, see, Pastor, you two are wicked. You used somebody's stove to cook beans. Anyway, it was beans I cooked. As he came, we didn't have any fight. Nothing. He carried both the stove and the beans.
and took it to his room. Some people have been wicked from the womb. Took it to his room. So I concluded that this guy can't be this wicked. That by the time I return from church, maybe he's angry and he's going to have. When I came back, they have washed the pot and put it outside. How do we say to that? You look at him, you say, should we call down fire? Should we? I say, destiny is bigger than beans. Just go. Marriage is not for spiritual weaklings. Sir, God must be able to tell you. There are, see, listen to me. Hold on a minute. Let me tell you this. There must be instance where you were thinking of something that is not really right, and you can change your mind because God said. Your prayer, your fasting, your study must translate to better behavior and love towards your spouse. Do you get what I'm saying there? How can you pray for 2 hours stretch and the only thing you remembered when you were praying was what your husband didn't say well or what your wife didn't say well? So even in that prayer, anger has been born, so you are holding it and holding it. But as you just said, Mark Ababa, in Jesus' name, amen. You met with the devil in that prayer, not God. Because true wisdom that comes from above is peaceable, alright, then it is first pure, then it is peaceable, then easily entreated. That's the characteristic of wisdom. It is pure. Alright? Then it is peaceable. Easily entreated in the sense that when you see a wise man, they forgive on time. Wise people forgive on time. Learn these things. See, all this, our prayer, is not translating to better character. It should. The family is about to break into a new level. Something is about to happen. There must be a split, alright? Spouse must be able to come together and pray and declare together. Your prayers get answered faster. Once there is love. In fact, you learn to honor each other so your prayers will not be hindered. You can agree and walk up together. And you are praying and you love each other more. Every time this one prays, turn head, South Pole, this one North Pole. And you prayed. You finish praying, but you can't forgive after the prayer. Who did you meet? The same God. That even matters that something is about to happen. God has already prepared your heart. When was the last time God woke you up at night to pray for your spouse? The last time you held your spouse and lay hands as a man and lay hands and speak words. Spiritual maturity. Listen to me. Let me say this to you. Sometimes you see two people in a relationship trying to get married, and the only thing they do in that relationship is eat out. They always turn up. They always turn up. They will eat out. They will see movie. They will do all those things. They've not started cutting. Sometimes what you are doing is boyfriend, girlfriend. You start cutting when you start facing realities. Alright? They've not started cutting. Some people start cutting a day to their wedding. That's when they now see the reality. What structure are you building now? When myself and my wife are going to get married, alright, we agreed whoever finishes the New Testament first will buy the shoe for the other person. Very, very romantic way to do all these things. Are you following what I'm saying here? So as we're preparing, I was reading Matthew. Because I know the kind of shoe. I have saved the picture of that. You buy it. If not, you are entering marriage as a debtor. Yes. Yeah. Anything you say is correct. I feel so. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Listen to me. If parents miss it spiritually, children become victims. Wait. Before you write, let me share this with you. I didn't have the privilege of coming from a place that is organized. But let me say this.
I tell my wife, I have the privilege of knowing what it means to have a father who prays. I've shared the story many times. Sometimes I want to do stuff that others are doing. I want to go to school and have babes. I'm telling you fact. Secondary school, local champion in class. Everybody look up to you. Mathematics, physics, chemistry. You want to learn? Come and sit down my seat. And sit down. Local champion. Forming all those things. But God, through a man who is praying, many times, revealed those secrets. My father will be preaching in church. I will walk to church, sagging my trousers. 3 layers of boxers will be showing. I will palm my hair to the back and wear big canvas that will swallow the trousers. And I will walk in like this. My father sees me, will forget what he wants to say next. And I will go and sit in the forefront. So that. Some years ago, I went back. I was invited as a guest to that same church. People traveled from Jigawa. People came down. Everywhere was packed. And I remembered that this was the same place God found me, through a man whispering. When your children are in school, what is your priesthood like? Are you preparing? Look at how corrupt the world you are in now is. Now imagine what your children are coming to face. Are you a man who can spend time on your knees in the meeting in prayer and tear apart all strange individuals that ought to come against their destinies? Are you following what I'm saying here? That a girl you've been training all your life that has shown the way of God, you just heard somebody has just gotten her pregnant. What? You preempt all this thing from place of prayer. That no wrong individuals will have access to my child. You must be a man of the presence. Marriage is a warfare. That's the fact. It's for better, for worse. Something is about to, now the spouse, the devil is trying to put his hand in one aspect of your spouse's life. Do we have men who can become a lion and roar? Look at Bishop Edebo when the wife was sick. Look at that. Spend time in prayer and fasting. Now let me go into that case. In the name that is above all names, may you not fail in your priesthood duties. Amen. Say that amen loud and clear. Amen. May you not be the kind of parent that will be watching when vultures will carry your children. Amen. May you be strong where it matters. Amen. May you be strong in the place of prayer. Amen. May you not fail God. Amen. May you be a priest indeed. Amen. May the fire on your altar never go out. Amen. In the name of Jesus. May you raise a godly home. Amen. May you raise children that will serve God. Amen. May your family become a template for God. Amen. In this season when homes are crashing and different things are happening, may God successfully find your home as a template. Amen. May you not marry an enemy. Amen. May these aunts not be wrongly joined in marriage. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Marriage is, warfare is real. Sometimes if you are not spiritually mature, you are fighting each other when the devil is just drinking tea. The two people that should be busy fighting the devil are fighting themselves. There's got to be families where husband and wife agree together. Please give us, by all means, help me get that hymn. God give us Christian home. Now that's the hymn we sing many times. People are getting married, we play that hymn, we sing that hymn and all that. But I'm not sure people have taken time To listen. Now, what kind of marriage do you want to have? A godly marriage or a celebrity marriage? What do you want to have? A godly marriage or a celebrity marriage? And if you want it to be godly, you have to prepare. Listen to
pray. Couples who are not praying will fight. Couples who are fighting will not pray. It's a law. Prepare.
And I know what I'm telling you.
Give me that hymn. Do you have it?
Now look at it. God give us Christian homes. Home where the Bible is loved and taught. Home where the master's will is sought. Alright? Homes crowned with beauty of thy love at wrought. Is it okay? God give us Christian homes. God give us. Now go to standard 2 now. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the Father is true and strong. Father, say amen.
Amen.
Homes that are free from the blight of wrong. Homes that are joyous with love and song. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Home where the mother is queenly quest. Strives to show others thy way is best. Homes where the Lord is an honored guest. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Home where the children are led to know Christ in his beauty who loves them so. Homes where the altar fire burns and glow. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Because you must understand that rent is a prophetic assignment. It's a prophetic assignment. Very serious one. And now let me say this. Some of you are not privileged to come from places where love is displayed. But you see, you have to fight to break the cycle. If you continue with that pain, you will bleed on the one who didn't cut you. Your children will rise from that bitterness and also continue the cycle till one breaks it. Are you following what I'm saying here? Number 3, level of maturity, financial maturity. Financial maturity. All right, I'm going to be faster for the sake of time. Financial maturity. Now, understand this. That for everything to be fine, you need steady income. You need predictable income. Very important. Never forget that. We are not saying you have to have all the millions in this world, but there has to be something. No matter how spiritual you are, if the home is dry, everybody will not be happy. True or not true? So there's a need for predictable, steady income. But let me also say this, all right? I try to advise people and say, listen, I understand that by salary earner and all those things. Depending on how much you are getting as salary, you must work your way into various investment and all that. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? Thank God some of you are single, some of you are married. Start preparing yourself. Don't eat with your 10 fingers. You don't have to buy the latest designer in town. All right? Our perception of your wealth should not be better than the actual thing you have. Do you get what I'm saying here? All right? You have to be financially intelligent. So, you look at the strategy Joseph gave them in Egypt when there was famine. He asked them that certain percentage, all right, should be saved. Are you following what I'm saying here? You can't be eating all your salaries. You have to learn to invest so that at some point, part of the salaries has produced something else that is producing something on a daily basis. It's called passive income. Something coming on a daily basis. Because in marriage, sir, you need money. Don't let us demonize money. And if you say what I'm teaching is mammon, then try go ahead with poverty and see how sweet it is. You need money in marriage. That's the fact. And I want to beg us, let's be careful and let's get rid of mediocrity. Let's stop looking for a girl that has low cost of maintenance. Are you planning to be poor? If you are not, then go for gold. Understand what I mean by go for gold. I was talking about your life now, not a wife. Including wife to go for gold anyway. But go for the will of God. It's gold. Alright? But listen to me. Marriage is real. You will eat. You can't be fasting every day. True or not true? Even if you are fasting every day, you will break. whether at a level you are still renting house, you pay rent. All right? Children will eat. True or not true? You will need to, all right, go around. In economics, we're taught, elementary economics, that you also need money for unforeseen circumstances. Uh-huh. Events will come. All right? There should be something on ground that can manage those events. Are you following what I'm saying here? All right? See, you have to make sure you are financially prepared for marriage. And in marriage, you need money, sir. Fact. Do you get what I'm saying now? Fact. Don't borrow loan for wedding. So that by the time you now marry, you are now using money that is not there to pay for the loan. You now think your wife is a wicked person. No woman loves to suffer. Okay. I think these people here don't like me. Do you understand what I'm saying here? That's the fact. Anyways, everybody should walk. If walk, husband also walk. Do you get what I'm saying here? Uh-huh. Marriage is not a poverty elevation scheme. Walk. That's the fact. I follow what I'm saying here. Everybody that wants to eat should walk. But listen, I saw a scripture that scared me. That a man who can't provide for his house is worse than an infidel. That's a very serious scripture. Alright? It's a very serious scripture. A very serious scripture. And I pray for you. God is going to equip you with what it takes to provide. 1 Timothy 5:8, all right? Now, money is part of the leading cause of conflict in many marriages. Money. Yes. Yes, you heard me right. Money. You may take it as a light matter when you are single. When you are married, it's a serious matter. He said, all right, if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Are you following what I'm saying here? Young boys, when you are living with friends, you are escorting with somebody, you don't mind both of you sleeping, hungry and all that. You are not moved, you are not bothered. You can't carry that character and come into marriage. But don't let's even bring this to this low point. Don't let the people of mediocrity, let's go up higher. Alright? You've got to have something that is coming in. Don't plan for average life. Amen? Am I stepping on toes? It doesn't matter if you will change. Sometimes some of you have heard this Pastor Chris statement, I will never be poor in my life. Can I hear you say that? I will never be poor in my life. Say it again, I will never be poor in my life. Alright, listen, sir. I'm just being honest with you. Sir, you need money in marriage. You need it. That person that I say, where you go, I go, your people, my people. When nothing is forthcoming, the fellow is saying so because the fellow is saying, okay, there's prospect here. And the fellow is saying that with you understand that, okay, prospect, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 7 months, 1 year, 5 years, 6 years, prospect is not coming to you. The fellow will change it for you. But let me speak to men. Listen to me. The word man is divided in two, three different words, acronyms, an acronym of three different words. M for morning, A for afternoon, N for night. The morning phase of your life is the phase where you depend on your parents, and it's also the phase where you dream. The afternoon phase is the phase where you execute the dreams you've had in the morning. And the night phase is the phase of rest. If you have dreamt around dream in the morning, you will chase around things in the afternoon. You will have no bed at night. The afternoon phase, there's no free lunch. So it's not a phase where you sleep and dream. It's a phase to execute the dreams. Do you get what I'm saying there? Now, listen to me. There is a borderline between the morning phase and the afternoon phase. All right? When I look at Nigerian system and all that, I think that's your NYSC phase and all that. Depending on the case maybe. But I think one of the most damaging things that has happened to youth is to make you believe you have to start making money when you finish service. That's a damaging culture. As we are speaking of many people who are in our suicide, some of them are going to go back home to school, pregnancy. I don't know what I'm telling you. Because there's nothing gainfully that they are going to wait till they are finished, then you start dusting that. I'm not saying it's wrong for you to dust your certificate and go for jobs and all that. But listen to me, but you see, you can start from somewhere. Don't wait till it's too late before you start planning to do something. I saw a movie years ago that really scared me on the issue of finance and all that. And the title of the movie is Acrimony. Alright? The guy is married to a girl. Sorry, this is not a platform to share movies and all that. But you can see what happens when money is not forthcoming.
A sweet person can become bitter. You will not experience dryness.
Amen.
Say amen to that.
Amen.
Men and women, I beg you by the mercies of God, prepare your finance. Fact. And I'm telling you with all my heart, prepare your finance. In marriage, sir, money fuels romance. Do you get what I'm saying? You don't believe what I'm telling you. And some of you like people that will lie and tell you just... So somebody was counseling somebody to marry in my presence. And the woman said to the guy, he said, go and marry like this. At least you and the girl can struggle together. I heard that statement. Struggle. A luta continua. Victoria is not a asserta anything. It's not a asserta anything. Because you can't keep doing the same thing and expect different results. Listen, let me just tell you this. I'm being honest with you. If you were earning 100,000 in the year 2019, and you are earning 200,000 now, economically you are still earning the same amount. Because you look at money in terms of its purchasing power. 200,000 now and 100,000 then will still purchase the same thing. Get out of your comfort zone. Invest in farming. Get out of your comfort zone. You don't need a cupboard to start real estate. What you need is social capital. I will sell this land for you, then I will pay. And they are watching you. Land can't disappear. You don't need money. See, if you are not ready to get out, like those men at the gate that say, why sit we here till we die? You will think, the Bible says that a lazy man thinks there's a lion in the street. You will think it's not possible. Get out of your comfort zone. Let this thing touch you. Dust yourself like a person. Do you understand what I'm saying here? And quit living this emotional life and that they are talking like this because they have it better. Nobody had it better. Everyone chased after what they wanted. Quit sucking your fingers and expecting everybody to give. Nobody owes you any free lunch. Nobody owes you anything in life. If you want to eat, work. Nobody owes you anything. No family member owes you anything. One time like that, I was in school. I needed money. I called family members. Even if it was going to be 1,000 naira. Everybody just packed their children and said, and I said, Lord, my life will not continue like this. I wept. And I also made a decision. This cycle of I don't have, will end in my own life. Never. Listen to me. One of the ways to frustrate your life is to think people owe you something. It's called entitlement mentality. Do you understand what I'm telling you? And I'm very, very factual with you. If you have not told yourself that changing your current level of finance is possible, opportunities you will not see, then, sir, you don't have money, you can't make friends. Who are you? A fool. You can't build relationships. You can't talk to people. You are dying quiet. Only a fool behaves like that. Alright? Listen to me. Information runs in family. Are you aware? People know people. Opportunities tell you, okay, this. Alright, do this, do that. Any level can be changed, sir. You need financial maturity to marry. That you are the will of God doesn't mean she's born to suffer. Period. Lastly, physical maturity. Alright, I'm just going to touch this briefly because you need to be mature physically. You need to grow. You need to be healthy. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Someone say age doesn't really matter and all that. Well, it does. If you think it doesn't, then go and put a 7-year-old boy to marry. There are certain things that are consistent with children. True or not true? Fact. All right? So, if you look at the life of Jesus as described, that, all right, he grew in the spirit, he grew in favor with God, he grew in favor with men, then he also grew in stature. He grew in stature. Some of you know God is taking you far, but you are not preparing your body for it. You want to die early. You eat junks and eat all those nonsense. You don't exercise. You don't do all those things. Some of you have bought mats for exercise in your house. The only thing you do with it is to watch Netflix on it. And listen, exercise is not just for those who are big. Sometimes some people are big and they are more fit than those who are slim. Some people are big on the inside. They just have small frames. Then we are eating junks, ice cream, everything, papa, eat everything. Eat sugar, eat everything. Some of you men eating sugar, you are drinking 4 Cokes in a day. You drink Sprite and mix it to 7-Up. When they start telling, don't wait till you are 50 before you start taking your health serious. Prepare now. Eat good food, then exercise. Now let me also tell you this. Do you know that fasting is one of the most healthy things you can do to your body? Fasting. Fasting. I'm telling you, fact. Some of you, your body, your guts are always working, your intestine, everything. They're always busy breaking down food, busy breaking. At least give yourself at least one day. Try 24-hour break. 24-hour break. You can start from 12 hours break. And then don't build a diet, build a lifestyle. Not just diet plan, lifestyle. Are you following what I'm saying? Certain things you eat them, you die early. Bishop Oyedepo said when he knew God was taking him far, he started preparing his body for the journey. And I love that statement. And that's now you see young people, 20s, dying of diabetes. It used to, because, why is that? All right? The food they were eating in 90s are not the same food you are eating now, sir. Not now people, look, you buy some apples, they waxed it so it can look fresh for long. You just munch on everything and munch on everything. Everything you eat is canned. Everything is canned with preservatives. Some of you even eat baked beans without canned everything. If for your mind, you are enjoying. If you are not healthy, you can't really enjoy your marriage. You have to be healthy. You have to be strong. Are you following what I'm saying here? Very, very important. Now, let me say, if you are going to fulfill destiny, you have to be rounded. You can't take a part serious and joke with the other part. You have to be rounded. Your mental health, your physical health. Take everything serious now that you can. It is better to manage your health than to manage a sickness. Manage your health, sir. Allow yourself to mature in stature. And it's not every time spiritual stature. Some of you have been drinking Gary, just Gary. You are looking yellow. They think it's freshness. You have... Your blood is getting white. Everything, carry. Wickedness you do to your own body. Very wicked to your body. You have money, you will not spend it. You will not eat good food with it. No. We are going to heaven. You will go early. Is that not what you are planning for? And if you die now, the first thing people will check is your pocket. Even those who are crying, maybe the money they will use to buy something, they will see there. 2,000. Eat, sir. Tell your neighbor, eat good food. Eat good food. See, fasting is good. When you are not fasting, feast. Particularly, you have worked, you've worked, you too have time to enjoy. Have time to enjoy. Fresh fish is good. Yeah. So, see, sometimes you've just got to treat yourself like a king. And say, the person who is worked, don't take yourself out. You've been waiting for who will take you. You too, that with your own money, take yourself out. Who did that, yeah? You get what I'm saying now? Alright? But what I'm telling you is this. Prepare your body to go far. Don't prepare your body for short-term duty. Listen, sometimes people's destiny is still much, but their body will shut down. Don't live like that. Be careful of stress. Alright? Once you are stressed, you underperform. All these things are very important management culture. Make research. Alright? From people who are accredited. You get what I'm saying now? And know the things to avoid early.
Sometimes, see, they cause something, sickness of the hold. Why are they having it? Research. How can I avoid it? Live intentional life. Live a very intentional life. And I pray God will help you. And I pray you will not die before your time. Now, I pray that the grace for the discipline it takes to manage yourself, God will give you.
Amen.
You will not with your own hand destroy your body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Are you aware there are certain lifestyles that make people predisposed to cancer? Yes, there are. Inactivity is one of it. The fact that you have a job that makes you sit down every day. After you inside AC, you sit down. When you are done, you still take car that has AC. Go. All your life condition involves sitting down. Take a walk. Now you are young, but your stomach is like you are 50 and all that. You think it's a sign of enjoyment. Uncle, oh, there. You are dying small, small. Alright, so you start learning. Are you following? Are you going to do it? Uh-huh. You prepare your body. You don't just pray. You prepare your body. Because, listen to me. Let me say this as I round up. If you focus on one side and ignore the other, the devil will afflict you through the part you are neglecting. Don't ever neglect your body. Never. I was listening to Pastor Matthew Achimolo, and he said the last time he ate rice was 30 years ago or so. I said, what? Huh? Uh-huh. See, I used to have a boy. Listen to me. Listen to me. I don't know if, I think the only thing the economy did not affect is fufu. But I used to have a boy. Wait, oh wait. That's because that's local. That's locally made. Wait. I used to have a boy. See, it's 24. Fact. So, slim, but when he gets to his stomach, you think it's not his own. Ah, but he's slim. You want 24. Touch. The soup is not much. No, sometimes it's egg. Ah. Right. See, listen to me. It's not about eating large. It's about eating well. This body, listen to me. Listen to me. Even those of you who are in ministry, the lifespan of ministry is longer than the lifespan of the man of God. Prepare. Learn to rest. Learn, no matter who you are, it is very hard to get my attention on Monday. Rest. 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 Sleep. So it doesn't look like God did not have a plan for you. I believe you have been blessed. Just give the Lord a big, big.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-95-9735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame.
To partner with Flame, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.